Martin Lewis, founder of the website and consumer service Money Saving Expert. Indeed, the Money Saving Expert himself is also with us. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning. Can I just pick something up?
Yes.
That you said in your quote that Kwasi Kwarteng has said that many people are willing to make sacrifices because of Ukraine. I think he's probably right, but I'm slightly worried that we are seeing what may be potentially a deliberate narrative shift that effectively says the entire cost of living crisis is due to Ukraine and therefore we all need to make sacrifices. And that is not correct. What has happened in Ukraine has exacerbated the situation. But the rises in energy, heating oil, water, council tax, broadband and mobiles, food, national insurance were all in place before Ukraine. And when we have a budget or a spring statement coming in a couple of weeks, we need to be careful not to allow that narrative to happen and to be used as an excuse that we all need to make sacrifices because of Ukraine and that's why we have to suck in the cost of living crisis. Because that is not a correct analysis. It is a worsening of the situation. It is not the cause of the situation.
And on the work that you do, you're famous for tips and advice, helping people to save money. Does the current situation mean there is a lot less scope to find savings?
Well, certainly on the biggest area, which is energy bills, where I no longer have the tools. You know, the Money Saving Expert is out. This is going to be for Rishi Sunak to solve. Let's just put this in perspective. If we'd use a typical bill, and many people don't have typical bills, a year ago, if you got the cheapest deal, it would be around £800 that you could pay for a year on energy. The current price cap is £1,277. At the beginning of April, and the price cap's the cheapest thing there is, it's going to £1,971. We are 1 month through the six-month analysis period for the October price cap. If things continue as they are, the price cap in October will be over £3,000 a year. And the cheapest fixed deals available on the open market, there are some cheaper existing customer deals, are now over £4,000 a year. I mean, that is, we're talking a £2,000 a year rise for the typical home on energy bills alone. And there are no switchable deals that are going to save that for people. So that's an unaffordable amount. Now, you can recoup some of the cost by being better on your broadband and your mobiles, looking at whether you can rebrand your council tax, seeing if a water meter will help in England and Wales. I mean, the big problems for people on heating oil. But you can recoup some of it, but nowhere near the entire amount. And I'm afraid Sylvia, who you just heard spoke, and people like her across the country who are doing a wonderful job, they're going to need resources. They're going to be incredibly busy. You know, people, the charity lines like National Energy Action and Citizens Advice, they are already absolutely swamped because we are going to see a real increase in genuine poverty in this country. Millions of people being thrown into poverty. And the only way we can stop that, that is not by being money saving and tightening our belts. It is by genuine political intervention. And we have a spring statement coming. And I would urge the Chancellor, let's nip this in the bud. Let's not have people starving or freezing.